The Heder Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir al dam the velus shehu tohoir. Blood that comes out of the velus tohoir, even though the velus tame, the blood is not considered the flesh. It's just some juices that are inside there, and that's tohoir. Heder Rabbi Shem ben Beseir al eifer chatas shenoga tame b'miksosa shetimes kulay. There's a rule generally by Tumah v'Taira that if something's made up of multiple components, if you touch one of them, you're not matam the other one. If you have a bowl with a whole bunch of oranges and you touch one orange, then that orange is tummy. And if it's tummy, strong enough tummy, maybe we'll touch the one touching, the orange touching it. But it will definitely not be matam 10 oranges away. But as far as paraduma ashes, they made all kind of chumras, as we mentioned before. And there they said that if you touch some of the ashes, if the whole pile of ashes, it's matam of all the ashes, even though you're really not touching those other ashes, because no piece of ash is connected to the other one. They're independent pieces. Hoyse Rabbi Kiva al Seilis, Rabbi Kiva al Seilis, the flour of a meal offering, Bala Ketoris, spices of the Ketoris and the base of Mikdash, Velavoina, is a spice that was brought with the Menaches, Vakicholim, and coals in the base of Mikdash. Shenoga, these are the gechol that we use for avoda and Yom Kippur. They brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Shenoga tful yom b'miksos and pasulas kulo. Even though the one who touched it was only a tful yom, which has a din of a sheni b'tumah. Tful yom means the person already went to the mikvah just before sunset. Even so, this is a chumra, and they said that if you touch part of it, the whole thing is tummy. There's another chumra over here that these things are bechama kamel tumah. Because the things that are makabel tumah are either kelim or oichlim. Coals are generally not a makabel tumah, are not a kelim. Yeah, often. Okay, so So there's a discussion that we show in the Maaseh. These gecholim are tummy, and the rice and the rabbanon. Yeah, maybe some special thing. Kochim that's matam causes them to be makabel tumah.